Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? Today we're unpacking some serious career wisdom from the Inspiring Women podcast.
Oh, I love that podcast. Which episode are we looking at?
We're diving into the one with Leslie Smith, the business strategist. She had some incredible advice about navigating the workforce as a young woman.
I'm all ears. I've heard great things about Leslie Smith.
Me too. She's built an incredible career, and she's super open about the challenges she faced along the way. Like, she talks about stepping into this male-dominated industry and feeling like she constantly had to prove herself.
I bet that was intimidating.
Totally. It's that feeling of, do I even belong here?
Yeah. Like, you have to work twice as hard to get half the recognition.
Exactly. And you know what? A lot of us, especially when we're first starting out, we feel that way at some point.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, it's not always just in our heads, right? Like, there are real systemic issues that contribute to those feelings.
So frustrating. But Leslie didn't let that stop her. She talks about this determination to push forward even when those doubts crept in.
That's so important, that resilience, believing in yourself, your abilities, and knowing you have a right to be at the table.
Right. Even when you're feeling totally intimidated.
You have to own it.
And you know what else I loved? Leslie had this mantra. She saw every no as one step closer to a yes.
Oh, I love that. It's like reframing rejection.
It is. So how did Leslie fuel that persistence? Well, she credits two major things. First, she was fiercely confident in her own value.
Love that. Believing in yourself is huge. What was the second?
Mentors. She talks about finding people who believed in her and helped guide her path.
Mentorship is so powerful, especially when you're starting out. Having someone to give you advice, encouragement, and just be a sounding board for your ideas, it's invaluable.
Couldn't agree more. It makes such a difference.
Totally. And you know, it's interesting because Leslie wasn't afraid to actively seek out those mentors.
She went after what she needed.
Exactly. She saw networking as a way to build genuine relationships, not just collect business cards.
I love that. It's about connecting with people authentically.
It takes the pressure off, right? It's not about trying to impress everyone in the room.
Right. And it's so much more genuine. And Leslie actually suggests reaching out to people you admire, even for like informational interviews.
Oh, yeah. Most people are happy to share their insights, especially if you're respectful of their time and you're genuinely interested in learning.
You never know unless you ask.
Exactly. So we've talked about Leslie's early challenges, her determination, and the importance of mentors. But even with all of that, there are times when you might feel underestimated or overlooked.
Tell me about it. It's like you're killing it, but no one seems to notice.
It's the worst. And it can be especially tough as a woman in the workplace, let's be real.
Yeah, for sure. So what does Leslie recommend for those situations?
Okay, so her number one tip, document your achievements. Keep a running list of all your wins, successful projects, positive feedback, anything that showcases your value.
That's so smart. It's easy to forget those things.
It is. But having that tangible record, it's so helpful when it comes time for those performance reviews or having conversations about promotions.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of advocating for yourself, Leslie is a big believer in speaking up when you feel overlooked or undervalued.
Right. Don't be afraid to have that conversation with your manager, especially if you're consistently delivering but not getting the recognition.
It's tough though, right? Yeah. Especially early on.
I know what you mean. You don't want to seem demanding or ungrateful. But remember what Leslie said, self-advocacy is not selfish.
It's about knowing your worth.
Yes. And making sure your career path aligns with your goals. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here. But Leslie also dropped some quick tips that I think are worth highlighting.
I'm ready. Hit me with them.
Okay, first up, book recommendation. She raves about Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. Have you read it?
I haven't yet, but it's on my list.
It's a classic. It's full of insights about leadership, especially as a woman navigating a male-dominated world. I recommend it to anyone, but especially for those who are early in their careers.
Awesome. And what about advice to her younger self?
Don't be afraid to fail.
It's so important. We often see failure as this negative thing, but it's a crucial part of learning and growing.
It's how we ultimately achieve success, right?
Yeah.
We have to embrace those setbacks and learn from them.
Totally. Okay, last one. For all my fellow productivity nerds out there, what's Leslie's go-to hack?
Time blocking.
Oh, time blocking.
Yeah.
A classic.
Yeah. Dedicating specific blocks of time for different tasks.
Yeah.
It helps me stay focused and make real progress on those goals.
Right. It's all about being intentional with your time and energy.
Exactly. And it gives your day structure so you're less likely to get derailed by distractions.
Okay. I feel like we just got a masterclass in career navigation. So much good stuff from Leslie.
I know, right? Her story is so inspiring, and her advice is pure gold. Okay, let's do a quick recap of the key takeaways. We talked about believing in yourself, finding those mentors who champion your success, and speaking up even when it feels a little scary.
We also covered some practical tips, like building confidence by stepping outside your comfort zone, networking authentically, and documenting your achievements.
Also, we're ready to advocate for ourselves.
Right. But here's the challenge I want to leave you with today. What's one piece of advice from Leslie that really resonated with you? Something you can actually start implementing today?
Yeah, it could be something simple, like reaching out to someone you admire for an informational interview. Or maybe it's finally blocking off some time for that passion project you've been putting off. Or maybe it's just committing to speak up in your next team meeting.
Those are great ideas. Or even just taking a moment to acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments.
It doesn't matter how small, right? It's all about those baby steps, those little actions that add up to big changes over time.
Exactly. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
You got it.
And remember, you are capable of incredible things.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself. Seek out those who believe in you. And never be afraid to let your voice be heard.
Your career journey is yours to create.
So go out there and make it happen. We'll be here cheering you on every step of the way.
Every step.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.
See ya.
Bye.
It's amazing how she took that fear and turned it into this empowering moment.
Right. And she realized, hey, I can do this.
Exactly. And that confidence just builds on itself, you know? So stepping outside your comfort zone, it's like a muscle. The more you do it, the stronger you become.
Totally. Okay. So we've talked about confidence building, but what about the whole networking thing? Because honestly, I used to dread it. It felt so forced and inauthentic.
Oh, I get it. The whole like business card shuffle.
Yeah, exactly. But Leslie had a really refreshing take on it.
Oh, I'm curious to hear this.
She sees networking as a way to build genuine relationships. It's not about collecting contacts. It's about connecting with people authentically.
I love that. It takes the pressure off. Like, you don't have to be the most extroverted person in the room.
Right. It's more about finding those genuine connections that can lead to, like, you know, unexpected opportunities.
And mentors.
Exactly. And Leslie even suggests reaching out to people you admire just for, like, informational interviews.
I've done that a few times, actually. You'd be surprised how many people are willing to share their insights, especially if you're respectful of their time and you're genuinely curious.
Totally. It's like the worst they can say is no.
Right. And even then, you can still learn something from the experience.
So true. Okay, so we've got confidence building, authentic networking. But let's be real. Even with all that, there are still going to be times when you feel like underestimated or overlooked.
Yeah, especially as a woman in the workplace. It's like you have to fight for that seat at the table sometimes.
100%. So what does Leslie suggest for those situations?
Her biggest piece of advice, document your achievements. Keep a running record of all your wins, successful projects, positive feedback, anything that shows your value.
That's so smart,
right?
Because it's easy to forget those things, you know?
I know, but when you have that tangible record, it's so helpful, especially when it comes time for like performance reviews or conversations about promotions.
Yeah. You've got the receipts.
Exactly, and it's not bragging, it's just stating the facts. And speaking of advocating for yourself, Leslie's a big believer in like speaking up when you feel overlooked.
Right. Don't just sit there and hope someone notices.
Exactly. If you're consistently delivering results, but you're not getting the recognition, don't be afraid to have that conversation with your manager.
That can be tough, though, right? Especially early in your career. You don't want to seem like demanding or ungrateful.
I totally get it. It's a delicate balance. But remember what Leslie said. Self-advocacy isn't selfish.
Yeah, you got to know your worth.
Exactly. And it's about making sure your career path is aligned with your goals. Okay, so we've covered like a ton of ground here with Leslie's big picture advice.
I know, so much good stuff.
But she also had like these quick hit tips that I think are worth mentioning. Are you ready for those?
Hit me.
Okay, first up, book recommendation. She absolutely loves Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. Have you read that one?
I haven't yet, but it's definitely on my list.
You should check it out. It's full of great insights about leadership, especially for women navigating, you know, a male-dominated world.
I'm adding it to my reading list right now.
Yeah, do it. Okay, and if Leslie could go back in time and give her younger self one piece of advice, it would be don't be afraid to fail.
It's such a cliche, but it's so true.
Right. We often see failure as this negative thing, but it's actually how we grow. It's such a crucial part of the journey.
100%. Okay, last but not least, and this one's for my fellow productivity nerds out there. Leslie's go-to productivity hack.
Time blocking.
Ugh, yes, time blocking.
It's a lifesaver for me. Dedicating specific blocks of time to different tasks, it helps me stay focused and actually make progress on my goals.
I know, right? You're not just reacting to whatever pops up. You're being intentional with your day.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about a ton of amazing advice from Leslie. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to highlight one more thing she said that really resonated with me.
Okay, I'm listening. What is it?
She talked about how she actually built her confidence by, like, forcing herself to step outside her comfort zone.
Oh, yeah. She told that story about presenting a project proposal early in her career and being terrified.
I remember that. She was so nervous. But you know what? She did it anyway.
And it totally boosted her confidence.
Like, big time. It's a perfect example of how confidence isn't something you're born with. It's something you develop through action.
Right. You've got to push past those fears and kind of prove to yourself what you're capable of.
Totally. It's all about having that growth mindset.
Oh, yeah. The growth mindset.
Yeah.
Like, instead of saying, I'm not good at this, you say, I'm not good at this yet, but I can learn and improve.
Exactly. It's embracing those challenges, seeing them as opportunities to grow.
Okay, I think we've officially unpacked all of Leslie's wisdom. Any final thoughts?
I just think Leslie's story is such a powerful reminder that, yeah, the career journey might have its ups and downs, but believing in yourself, finding those mentors, and speaking up for what you deserve can make all the difference.
It really can. And I love how she gives us all these actionable steps that we can implement.
Absolutely. Whether it's, you know, reaching out to someone you admire for an informational interview, documenting your achievements, or like practicing that presentation until you absolutely nail it, there's something in here for everyone.
And remember, you are capable of incredible things. Don't be afraid to chase those big dreams.
Even if they feel a little scary.
Exactly. So go out there and make it happen. We're here cheering you on every step of the way.
Every single step.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.
See you next time.
Bye.